What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And right now we're talking with Mark in North Carolina, who was responding to this idea that Gina Haspel should be given a clean slate on the fact that she ran the CIA's torture program by saying it wasn't really her job to decide whether this was legal, moral, or ethical. That flies right in the face of the Nuremberg principles, which established that just saying that you are only following your orders was not an excuse for war crimes. And that's actually written into the Uniform Code of Military Justice. I don't know what the equivalent would be for civilian agencies like the Central Intelligence Agency. But for her to just sit there and do what she did, I don't agree that just following her orders gets her off the hook. She ran a torture center.
And, you know, a lot of people don't seem to understand about, you know, a lot of the tortures that took place there, including the one that took place at, you know, that we're at all the, you know, sex, you know, like sex thing with whips and chains and all that.
Yes.
These were not terrorists. These were not suspected terrorists. These were basically POWs, Iraqi war POWs. That were captured on the battlefield. So, you know, so this is not...
In a lot of cases, the U.S. in Iraq set up a bounty system where Iraqis could come on in and say, I think this guy over here is working with Al-Qaeda, that he may have knowledge of the weapons of mass destruction. And, of course, a lot of people turned... other people in for the money, if not for revenge. I mean, if you've got a business competitor, what better way to get rid of him than tell the U.S. that, you know, he's a terrorist sympathizer and get him tortured and shipped off?
Right. Abu Ghraib, that's the place I was thinking about.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. But there were a lot of them were actually POW. And at the same time, even if they might have had knowledge of those weapons of mass destruction, of course, it didn't even exist. But even if they did, that's no reason for torture. I mean, this doesn't make them terrorists. It's just say maybe they were knowledgeable about something and they didn't want to say anything. So this woman belongs in jail. She does not belong in the head of the CIA, and she shouldn't be collecting a taxpayer check either. Like I said, make the comparison not only boys from Brazil. I mean, it's historical facts. Men and women were. You know, they just following orders, and it wasn't just a very higher ups either. It was people that were you know, basically maybe low level officers and even enlisted men. This is not an excuse. You know what I mean? It's not at all an excuse. And I just don't understand where this country's coming from anymore, Mike. I really don't. I don't understand the logic anymore, really, because. There just is no logic, and most of these things, like 9/11, was a false flag anyway. It was done by the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. I believe they co-opted together and pulled it off. And that it just goes on and on with this stuff. I don't know where we're going, Mike. I tell you the truth, I'm really concerned for this country. I think we're losing our soul. But you see what's going on in Syria mm-hmm. now. Crime against humanity also. There is just, and, you know, most of the news networks just ignore it. So does mainstream talk radio just ignores it.
Yes.
Where they go and say how terrible Assad is. Assad is not terrible at all. Assad is a patriot trying to defend his country against the most vicious terrorist one could imagine. And this country, I shouldn't say this country because I'm certain, but I mean, this government, at least elements of this, are supporting these terrorists, and they know fully well that those terrorists. They can't fool anybody and say they don't know. You know, I know nothing. No, that doesn't wash. It didn't wash in World War II, and it doesn't wash now.
It really doesn't. And I know that Haspel thinks that torture is okay, and apparently Trump does too. But anybody who knows about the realities of interrogation are going to tell you torture does not produce reliable intelligence. What's going to happen is the person being tortured is just going to say whatever they think will make the pain stop. The intelligence that came out of the torture program was pretty much useless. The only time it was ever actually used was to put the U.S. nation on, you know, that little colored terror scale that we had, you know, green, yellow, red, peach, soap, and mauve, and plaid at the very top. And there were a lot of those false alarms that were based on information that was just screamed out by these people being tortured just to stop the pain. Now, there's an interesting little footnote from World War II. There was a German interrogator who was a master at getting information out of captured American flyers. And how he did it was he became friends with them. You know, he'd bring them extra food, just sit and talk, get to know them, talk about their families, even arrange for them to leave the POW camp and just visit the local town so he could see what life was really like in Germany. And he was amazingly effective, so much so that he was basically brought to the United States as part of Operation Paperclip in order to train interrogators here in the U.S. who apparently have forgotten those wise lessons.
Well, like I said, we don't seem to have learned, and you know, the world doesn't seem to have learned. We seem, you know, dedicated into, you know, we just seem like we want to make the same mistakes again and again, and they're not really mistakes. I think some of these people are out and out evil that are doing these things, and they know fully well what they're doing, how they're doing it, and for the reasons. I think Trump is basically stupid. That's his main problem, stupid and naive. And he's being suckered into this, you know. I think he probably
he's apparently too easy to manipulate. Apparently, he succumbs to flattery, and I agree with you about the naivete. In fact, I even mentioned that during the campaign that the downside of a Trump presidency was that he was going into the White House as dangerously naive about the reality of D.C. politics as Jimmy Carter was.
I just want to say one other thing. You know, I saw a tweet by my congressman, Mark Meadows, and about supporting Haskell, and I told him, no, I'm not going to support. She shouldn't be supported. She's a criminal. I just want to tell Frank from North Carolina and a bunch of other people I know that call from North Carolina, I don't know if Mark Meadows is their congressman or not. If he is, and he could do it anyway, tweet him and say, we don't go for that. And he also was backing Netanyahu the other day, too, saying that we got to listen to what Benjamin Netanyahu says, and that when Netanyahu, every time he opens his mouth, the lie comes out. That's when you know he's lying with his mouth. Because 2002, he said the same thing. And the last thing I want to say is, as far as the boys from Brazil, if the Hitler ever did something like that with clones, I wish he did it in 1952 in Russia and cloned a few more Putins. Because, boy, could this world use them, including this country.
I agree with you on that one. The problem with cloning, and Boys in Brazil tried to address it, is you can have a genetic, identical genetic copy of a person, but what they turn into is based on their life experience.
The good thing at the end is what's the guy's Wiesenthal? He refused to have the rest of the boys killed. He refused to give up the list because he realized this kid saved his life when he sicked his dopamine on Mengele. And you know, he didn't do that. And this was the exact clone, supposedly, of Hitler. So it doesn't go like that. We're basically, that's why I believe we do have a soul. I know you're kind of an atheist, and I'm a secular, you know, guy. I don't believe in organized religion, but I do believe in God. I believe we have a soul. And I think that was another good thing about the book and the movie. It showed that it's really the soul more than your genetic makeup, right?
So, well, that of course, you know, flies in the face of the liberal position, which is we're all born with blank minds, and everything that we think or believe or know comes from the environment, which the liberals seek to control. But before I let you go, I mean, there's one more thing to consider, and that's to look at the lives of identical twins and see how very often they diverge onto just these incredibly different paths. So anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go. And we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to switch to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I agree with everything that you're saying with your last caller and the caller before that. Here's the thing. When Donald Trump, finishes with politics, whether by his own decision or not, he's not going to be traveling all around the world building houses for poor people, is he? Are any of these other politicians
not
going to be doing that?
No, Jimmy Carter was unique among that, and I have to admit that the only former president I would really be honored to meet is Jimmy Carter.
I agree with you 100%. It's too bad that, some of these other idiots that are, it's not just your country, Mike. I mean, this is happening in most Western countries, including Canada. The politicians, they just don't care, right? They, they're just following the rules. That's in another playbook than the one that they presented upon, their politicking for their certain job, whatever it is. The liberals up here have had, like this red book and, blah, blah, blah. But, once they get in the power, they don't care. They just, do whatever they want, whatever they're told by whoever, has the most money, I suppose. And, we get the shaft. And, any politician or any official in any kind of, job of power that endorses torture should be tortured.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, 5 minutes of waterboarding. No. You take the most extreme case that has ever happened, and that's what you do to them. And then see if they change their mind at the end, assuming that they live. It reminds me of a Samuel L. Jackson movie called Unthinkable. Did you ever see that one? Where he's a torturer. He tortures this guy.
Yes, I did see that.
Oh, it was just ghastly. Show little snippets here and there of what he's doing to this guy. And, of course, it being Hollywood, they turn it around right at the end. And, the guy's claiming his innocence the whole time, but meanwhile he was guilty as a sin. But, does that honestly really happen? Is anybody really that strong?
No. I wouldn't be. No, under torture, everybody breaks. The problem is, if they don't actually know what the torturer thinks they do, they're in this Kafkaesque nightmare. And the reality is that under Gina Haspel, the CIA tortured innocent Iraqis to death trying to find the weapons of mass destruction, which ultimately turned out never existed.
Yeah.
So I think they ought to be charged with murder. I think
they knew
should
they
be charged
exist,
with murder.
Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have been.
Well,
I don't know. They knew. They didn't
hang
exist.
Hang on a second, Al, hang on a second.
Yeah.
I don't know that the people at the level of the actual torturers knew the WMDs didn't exist. That information was kept at the very top levels of the government. But I think these people should be charged with murder because that's what they did. They grabbed these innocent Iraqis. They tortured them to death. That, to me, is premeditated first-degree homicide.
It is. And not to mention what the people in Iraq and other Muslim countries now think of these other people, like the United States, France, Britain, Canada, Australia, anyone that was involved in that. You want to talk about inciting hatred? That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you turn a whole bunch of people against another group of people. Divide and conquer,
yeah.
Mike. Aren't they brilliant?
Well, not
I
from where I
time.
Sit. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. No, from where I sit, they aren't too brilliant. They've made horrendous decisions down through the years, decisions with far-reaching consequences. But unfortunately, most of the people making those decisions, they're only thinking about the immediate agenda, more money, more power, more war. And they really don't care what the long-term consequences are going to be for the American people or the people in those foreign countries. or even for the country itself. So, now, getting on back, we have another caller. Jeff in Georgia. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I appreciate the opportunity to talk. Michael, the CIA has to be shut down. This was Kennedy's dream. You know, the CIA has been involved in so many evil things. I mean, in the 50s, it overthrew Arbenz. Even the overthrow of Trujillo, which the CIA had involvement, was illegal. The CIA was involved in the Kennedy assassination. James Angleton is some people believe was involved collaborating with the Mossad on the USS Liberty. The CIA was involved in the soft overthrow of Nixon because you had Hunt and Sturgis, who were the plumbers. The CIA has to be eliminated. There's a lot of good people in the CIA that need to be given different jobs. The intelligence gathering needs to be embedded back with the Department of Defense. The CIA is like a serial killer, Michael. You cannot pardon it. There's no way to reform it. It's killed too many people, and it's embarrassed our country. It's brought down presidents. The CIA, I believe this, other people may not, was involved in the attempted assassination of Charles de Gaulle in 1962, because Permandex, the CIA, our intelligence had some tie. It had some tie back to Permandex, and they were paying money to Colonel Fury. You know, The Day of the Jackal is a movie made about the attempted assassination of Charles de Gaulle. The CIA cannot be reformed. It has to be eliminated, and some people may need to be put on trial. I doubt it, but Alan Dulles, James Angleton, Richard Helms. I mean, these people were criminals in what they did. And there's no reform, Michael. That's all I had to say. You have a great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. There is no question that intelligence agencies in general tend to go rogue. They tend to see themselves as above the law. We saw that with the FBI in the 1960s with COINTELPRO and much more recent events. They feel the laws don't apply to them. And it is an artifact of intelligence agencies, and certainly including the CIA. And one of the reasons the CIA was involved in drug smuggling in Vietnam and then later in Central America was to have a source of finance that was not subject to congressional oversight and approval. So they've really gone rogue. And way back when CIA was being formed, Harry Truman said, this could turn out to be a serious threat to what this nation is supposed to be about. And he was absolutely right. Okay, getting on back to the economic news here. U.S. President, Vice President Mike Pence is set to announce even more sanctions on Venezuela. And he said this in a speech to the Organization of American States earlier today. Now, this is the downside of the globalized economy. It can and has been weaponized to destroy other countries. And the U.S. has not been shy about wanting to bring Venezuela down for the crime of selling their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. And Venezuela is hovering right on the edge. Apparently, Venezuela's creditors are planning seizures following Venezuela's defaults. They're already getting ready to go on in and say, well, we're going to cut that, and we're going to cut this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and take stuff away. Probably the petroleum industry infrastructure is high on their list. Now, Venezuela, meanwhile, is dealing not only with external economic warfare, but internal corruption. And apparently, Venezuela arrested 11 top officials from the country's largest private bank and announced the state would intervene in the institution's activities, at least temporarily, to clean up purported illicit activity. Boy, it's a shame we can't do that here. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, for those of you who would like to support Republic Broadcasting, and we do need your help, the postal address to send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And a reminder, the front site promotion has been extended through June 2nd. It didn't end last week. Apparently, there was a lot of late demand and interest in this. So the front site promotion has been extended to June 2nd. For a one-time $500 donation to RBN, you get a lifetime commander membership at Front Sight Academy. And it looks like a sweet deal. If I lived anywhere on the west coast of the U.S., I would take advantage of it myself. All right, so let's get on back to the economy. And we're talking about how creditors are getting ready to just start seizing Venezuelan property, because they can't pay their debts. And if you think about it, that is the ultimate aim of every private central bank, to plunge a nation so far into debt that the bankers can seize the public assets. We've already seen it happening over in Greece under the name of austerity, and the Greeks are riled up about that again. Private central banking is a system of enslavement, but it only works if you believe it's something real. So we were also talking about the fact that Venezuela had arrested a bunch of their top bankers, and it's a shame we can't do that here. We keep seeing all these stories coming on out about fraud being committed by Deutsche Bank, by Wells Fargo, by all these big players, and nothing ever happens. They get a wrist slap fine, most of which they take off their taxes for the following year, and things go on as usual. Now, China has halted all orders for U.S. soybeans due to the trade tensions. And they are now going to be obtaining their soybeans mostly from Brazil, which is a huge producer of soybeans. And they may be non-GMO as well. And China does not like GMO anyway. But apparently, China is going to be sourcing from Brazil and Canada, mostly Brazil. And a lot of experts did predict that Brazil would be one of the beneficiaries of the U.S.-China trade war. So that's what's going on there. So let's talk about immigration. There are a lot of interesting things going on here, and one of them is from actor James Wood, who even though he always plays these bad guys, I have a lot of respect for him. He's got a very high IQ. Earlier today, he came out with a tweet about what's going on here on the Big Island of Hawaii. But apparently, he riled up the Democrats with a tweet in which he posted a video of Muslims filling into the Nickelodeon universe at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. And basically came on out saying, the Mall of America now looks like the Mall of Somalia. And again, it's this huge influx of refugees, and it's erasing what America is supposed to be. Now, over at Santander Bank, they threatened to close a woman's account after she described Bradford as Curryland to a call center worker. So obviously, ordinary people in Europe, ordinary people here in the United States are really fed up with all of this. We've reached the end of our patience with all of this open borders nonsense. Now, over in North Carolina, 28 illegal immigrants have been arrested for child rape. And that brings the number of child sex crimes committed by illegals this year to 69. Over in East London, there's been another acid attack. This had three victims, and no arrests have been made in connection with the attacks, but it's known that acid attacks are a favored form of assault by some of these Middle Eastern refugees, along with knife crime. And this whole mass immigration, refugee, open borders, is just proving to be so bad for the nations. Now, do you remember where there was that caravan of Central Americans headed for the border in California? And Trump said he was going to stop it. Well, apparently, the entire caravan got into the United States, primarily because Governor Jerry Brown did not deploy the National Guard to the border. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Curtis in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I missed the first part of your show, so I don't know if you talked about what's going on, you know, in Hawaii regarding the these.
Oh, yeah, that was right at the top of the show.
Okay, so so what does it look like? Are you guys secure, or are you going to have to become refugees? And, you know,
well, again, all the volcanic activity and quakes and everything are happening down on what we call the Big Island. The island of Hawaii, as distinct from the name for the entire state. Claire and I live on Oahu. We're quite a bit away from that. Right now, the vog is blowing off in a different direction. We've hardly felt any of the quakes this far up. The only area of concern that we have is that there might be a large movement of land either at the surface of the Pacific Ocean or down along the flanks of the Big Island. There are some large bulges there, which if they were to cut loose, we would see a tsunami. But we live at 440 feet altitude, so we'd be pretty much okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around, not just in Hawaii, but all over the world. There's a lot of earth movements that which leads me to where I don't discount anything as being remote possibilities, at least, is that about 10 years ago, I was doing an overnight security job, and I would look out into the sunrise, and there was more than three or four times, honestly, that I would look up, see the sun clear the horizon, and then about 10 minutes later, see something else to the left of it, about maybe 10 degrees, clear the horizon. Okay? So, and that was before all this, you know, talk about Planet X. And I remember that, and I can't discount that. You see what I mean? And all, with all this seismic activity, all this Earth, you know, thing going on, I just cannot say that that's totally impossible. And I'm just...
Well, I mean, if there really was a Planet X out there, in theory, everybody would be able to see it. And all we get on that issue are photos and videos of dubious production value claiming to show Planet X out there as a filling a significant part of the sky. And yet, when you walk on out with your own telescope or binoculars, it can't be found. So that's not a theory that I subscribe to at all. What we're seeing here is just nature being nature. And right now, Hawaii is flooded at one end and on fire on the other end, but Claire and I live in the middle.
Right. Well, they said that you need to see it with an infrared lens, but, well, that's just, you know, something to look out for. But the reason why I called is, first of all, the Haskell thing. I mean, to me, hiring all these dubious people, bringing them or trying to bring in the Post, it's not necessarily just poor judgment, but... To me, the fact that she's hesitating herself, she doesn't want to go through the scrutiny, tells me that maybe he's trying to expose these people. And even if they're put on in the Post, he's going to expose John Bolton for John Bolton maybe pushing too hard against him, or even Pompeo, or, you know, something like that. Okay, so...
No, I disagree. I want to do Occam's razor here again. Trump is, just unfortunately, he's a weak leader. And he's being manipulated by the people around him to basically put the neocon deep state back in the saddle, as it were. And I find it amazing that with Trump basically giving them everything that they want, that they're still trying to find a way to impeach him. Because he's not in the club. He's not part of Skull and Bones. He's not this, he's not that. So that's the simple explanation, unfortunately.
Well, okay, Giuliani, okay? Giuliani has gone out there, and he's looked like a train wreck every time they put a mic in front of him, right?
I agree.
Yeah, but see, to me, I think that's a tactic. That, you know what, we're going to distract this deep state. They're not going to be able to know what we really think, because we're just being so erratic. And I've said this before, Trump's been doing it himself. They don't know what to think. He's not consistent enough for them to be able to predict and to make their moves. And I think that's what Giuliani's doing, I hope. Okay?
Well, even Fox News was running a story just a little while ago wondering if Giuliani is actually helping or hurting Donald Trump. And at this point, I tend to think it's more hurt than help.
Right. You know, Mike, I just want to make another point about the Iran deal, okay? Once again, people are worried about he's going to do something foolish, like they said about North Korea, like they said about Syria. And I think Trump will start to pull the saber rattling, and he may even pull out or threaten to pull out. But the biggest thing that he wants to accomplish is he wants the people to investigate this Trump deal from the last administration.
See, you mean the Obama deal?
Exactly, because that's where the criminality can be found out. You're going to find Kerry, you're going to find McCain, Hillary, Obama. That's the reason why he wants to put a focus on it. And down the line, the same thing with the economy. He's going to put a focus on that Fed Reserve and an audit. See, Trump is playing chess. And when people, the things that he does, people see, they're thinking at it as a direct move, checkers move. So that's why they don't understand what he's doing. And it's not Trump himself.
I agree with you. And I know you're an optimist and you still want to believe that Donald Trump is doing a good job, but I do have to disagree with you.
He's trying. Hello?
I don't think so. I think he's just he's been totally co-opted, controlled, whatever you want to call it. And you know, I'm expecting that tomorrow he will announce he's pulling out of the Iran deal.
Mm-hmm. I think he might. But then at some point they'll say, okay, let's go back and look into it and rearrange or renegotiate. Okay, now, and you're
He's been saying that all along. He's been saying that all along. He wants the Iran nuclear deal to include Iran's long-range missiles that could reach to Israel. And Iran has already said that was never part of the original deal. That's where the friction came from. So, Curtis, I'm going to let you go. We're just going to have to agree to disagree on this. I know you're trying to find some indication that Trump is still a good guy. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy. But at this point, he seems to be very weak. He's susceptible to flattery. He's easy to manipulate. And he is being manipulated by everybody around him.
Okay. All right, Mike. We'll see what happens.
All right, we certainly will. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. So getting on back to immigration, apparently that entire caravan of Hondurans made it into the United States, primarily because Governor Jerry Brown failed to deploy the National Guard to the border as requested by Donald Trump. And again, mixed signals here. The Trump administration last Friday said that it's ending special immigration protection for about 57,000 Hondurans, adding them to hundreds of thousands of immigrants from other countries that are losing permission to be in the United States. So this is starting to unwind a little bit. Hondurans will have until January 5th, 2020 to basically find a new home. Now, over in Sweden, a 10-year-old girl was attacked by three men after she left school and was on her way home. She was taken to a cemetery in Disturvala, in Sweden, and this happened last Thursday. And here's where it gets really interesting. The police are refusing to issue a description of the perpetrators. The police investigator, Daniel Nilsson, said, "We do not want to publish it in the media." Now, Sweden is one of those countries in Europe that has literally passed laws saying that if a refugee commits a crime, the fact that they are a refugee is banned from publication. And so the fact that the police are refusing to release a description of the rapists who raped this 10-year-old girl tells us already who it was. Now, Gustav Kasselstrand, he's the leader and founder of the New Alternative for Sweden party, has attacked Sweden's migration policy. And he's saying that multiculturalism is a total failure and that it's time to start sending migrants back who don't want to integrate into Sweden's society. And he goes on to say the historical experience of multicultural societies basically points to hostility. You don't get good results. You get conflicts and disagreements, which is what's been happening. Down in Australia, they have 1,300 people in their refugee camp, and they're facing a problem in that they can't find any other nation willing to resettle these asylum seekers. Everybody's just fed up with this whole situation. It's gone on way too long. It's causing all kinds of harm. Now, maybe Australia ought to think about letting some of these people, shall we say, colonize the outback. Australia has a lot of room, and a lot of it looks like where some of these people came from in the first place. All right, let's take another phone call. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike, I hope you're having a great and wonderful day, and I hope Ms. Claire's having a great day, too. A couple of questions that I have is about Jeff Sessions. My first question is, from him recusing himself, with him not doing anything, can he be arrested for obstructing the entire Justice Department being Attorney General?
Yeah, I think he can be arrested for obstruction of justice. At the very least, he could be impeached. And they're already talking about contempt of Congress charges for him, which is relatively minor.
Sure. I was just wondering, since there's no action under his part, and like I agree with you, you said before, you know, Larry Clement and I think Tom off of Justice Watch or something like that would be a great AG. But as, you know, nothing is being done, here's, you know, blatantly open crimes, you know, Uranium One, Hillary's emails. I mean, we can go down the laundry list of crimes. You know, what yep. is this guy's issue? Or is he, you know, I've asked before, what do they have on him? And since he's not acting, can we call for not, I mean, this guy, he for not doing anything, at the least, he needs to be in trouble for not doing anything. I mean, screw the
treasurer. He's fired. Trump should fire him just, you know, for sitting on his duff and doing absolutely nothing. I mean, Donald Trump, one of the promises he made during the campaign was Hillary Clinton in jail. And that's the one I most wanted to see. And under Trump's title to authority, he can fire anybody at any time for any reason. And of course, you know, the corporate media will say, oh, it's obvious evidence of a cover up. We've got another corruption scandal, you know. And but Trump needs to stop listening to the corporate media, because most of America has stopped listening to the corporate media. And Trump really needs to focus more on what's out here in the independent media, because the independent media is the reason why the corporate media failed to put Hillary in the White House.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, and you made a good point with your last caller. I think his name was Curtis. You know, we can agree to disagree. And I love that you said that, because at the end of the day, you know, we're Americans. We need to stand up for one another. And if we don't, if I don't stand up for you, when they come and take you, when they come to take me, nobody's going to stand up for me. And that's what I wish we would do in this country, is have each other's backs. And screw, you know, the different beliefs and everything like that. At the end of the day, we have a same common heritage, and that's we're American. Let's start acting like it. I mean, not you,
yes.
but, you know, other people in general. I mean, you know, and that's what's so great, is we can disagree. But like I said, at the end of the day, I'm putting my life on the line to disagree with what you got to say, because it's only fair.
Okay.
And that's all I have. And that's all I have for you, Mr. Mike. I just wish, you know, more people would be like you and just put a rat and put down these differences and just come together under the First Amendment, under the entire Bill of Rights, honestly.
Yeah, we better use that Bill of Rights, because they're trying to take it away. The
Absolutely.
Second Amendment is under attack. They're ignoring the Fourth and Fifth Amendments completely. They're ignoring the Tenth Amendment completely. And now they're trying to sell the idea that there should be exceptions to the First Amendment. You know, you're not allowed to criticize Israel. That's off limits. And once they do that, there'll be other exceptions. Okay, you're not allowed to criticize vaccines. You're not allowed to criticize GMO. You're not allowed to criticize the poor quality products put out by American corporations. We're already on that slippery slope down to where we're going to lose everything this country was founded on.
I totally agree. Will you give me the best, and you have a great rest of the show, sir.
All right, I certainly will. Thanks an awful lot. And by the way, for those who were asking, Claire is actually doing a lot better now. She's not totally over her bad back, but she's really doing a lot better. And we know what the problem really is. It's her L5 vertebra. And so I'm just doing my best to take care of her. All right, let's take another phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
As well as everyone shaking and baking over on that other island. Best wishes
to
them. Best wishes to them.
Yeah.
I know that the various alphabet soup agencies, as well as the various parts of the electoral programs, if you want to call it that, or groups are concerned, politicians-wise, all that, are probably listening to your show and so forth. I have a word of advice for them, at least for here in North Carolina. Stop with the bloody robocalls. You're turning me off. If you want a voter, turn the crap off. No more. Enough is enough. you're taking up room on answering service. So get out of my ear. Later.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the robocalls, whether it's politicians or even telemarketing, it's like that do not call list doesn't exist anymore. I actually got a telemarketing call the other day. The message was recorded in Chinese, and I'm trying to figure how on earth did they ever think they were going to get a customer from this. But it is totally out of control, and it's very, very frustrating to deal with. Francis, we're going to have to let you go. We're doing another commercial break, and we'll be back with another caller after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the telephones now to Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm getting your whole show from 3 o'clock. I started at 3, and I thought this must be a repeat. But it wasn't, so I'm back. And I want to talk about something you're talking about just now. It's already been said by somebody else that there's not going to be a war. I didn't think there would be anyway. But it's going to be against the deep state, and and what they're doing to our Constitution. And this will be the war. And I can point to other things to why I think this, but that would take up a lot of time. Let me just go to an example that I was faced with. I texted my son and daughter-in-law because I was in harm's way. There was a huge power, well, it seemed like a power surge, but it wasn't. It was that the electric company had the power into our homes up. They elevated the power to our homes. And this came on the heels of a fiber optic cable being installed in a tower nearby. And it's there to accommodate, I think, smart technology. There's going to be homes that may have to be rewired because of this surge. This is why everyone's bill went up so much. And
Hang on just a minute. Okay, let's back up. First of all, a fiber optic cable is not going to have any effect on the electricity going into your home. Now, when you say there's a surge, are you telling me that the power company is overvolting your house?
That's exactly it, and they wanted me to talk to somebody who they had hired to explain this. I said, if it has to do with power surges, I don't want to hear it. There are such a thing as power surges. They're selling these little things you can buy to protect yourself from a power surge, more money, right?
Yes.
But this isn't what it is. I phoned the electric company, and I said, you get this thing down right now. I've just had my fluorescent blowout that always takes 2 minutes to come on. I've had a plug just melted from my heater. This was the first part of March, and it was still cool. And in trying to get it out of the wall, the whole plate was blackened, and I could see that it had melted. And my lights were blowing out. My water heater overheated, and it was also set incorrectly at the factory. It was set at 130 instead of 120 degrees, so it came to me overheated anyway. And I've had all that fixed. I've got a lot of 25-watt bulbs. I like the soft white 25-watt. You can't read by them, but I have brought everything down so much to accommodate this increase of power to our homes. I think it's the text I sent to my son and daughter-in-law said that this had happened. I feel like I'm in harm's way, but I have talked to the utility company, and they're going to do something about it. And they came down immediately, and I tested it with the fluorescent that was in the kitchen, flicking it on, and it came on with a little flicker instead of boom, like the sun's just above you. You know, it came on so strong, and it came on with a little flicker. That's kind of normal. I barely ever use it because it's not good to work under those things. But you have
okay,
to know.
Okay, well, Sherry,
My text was refused. Sherry, the company wouldn't let me send it.
Sherry, we have to let you go for station identification. My advice to you is get an electrician, a trained professional electrician, to come in and check out your home and make sure you're getting the correct voltage out of the wall, because what you're describing to me doesn't make a lot of sense. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. till 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.